to God. You may be seated.
Would you pray with me? Jesus, fill us with your Spirit. Speak to us in these moments. Give us guidance, give us direction, and draw us closer to you. It's in your name we pray. Amen. The good thing about preaching the week after stewardship is the fact that you can preach on pretty much anything you want to, and people will appreciate it, I think. And so we return to the lectionary this week. And the lectionary is the chosen readings for the church. And we come to this passage about 10 bridesmaids. I was preparing to preach in the beginning of the week, and I found myself thinking, what does this story about 10 bridesmaids say to us about situations like Sutherland Springs, Texas? And I don't think we'll be able to make a ton of sense out of completely senseless acts. But I found myself realizing that none of us approach the scripture, none of us approach worship in a vacuum. Every time we go to read the Bible, we bring with us our own story. Every time we come into worship, we have news broadcasts ringing in our ears. We are all people that carry around hurt. We are all people that carry around hope. We're broken people, but we're blessed people. And we come to this story about 10 bridesmaids. That's a lot of bridesmaids. And out of 10 people, that's a lot of hurt. That's a lot of hope. Because if those bridesmaids are like me, if those bridesmaids are like you, they don't live in a vacuum either. And we come to this story to hear what God has to say to us. And interestingly enough, we don't find out much about these bridesmaids. We find out one piece of information, but it's not if they are rich or poor. It's not if they're young or old. It's not if they're white or black. It's not even if they're a Republican or a Democrat. The only thing we find out about these bridesmaids is whether or not they have oil. I think this parable teaches us that those who have oil will experience the kingdom of heaven. Now, the kingdom of heaven is one of Jesus' favorite topics. He talks about it all the time in his ministry. He compares the kingdom from everything to a mustard seed to buried treasure. He loves this topic. But hearing about kingdoms is not something that we're used to hearing about in today's society. It's just not language we use unless we're Methodist pastors or something. And so I was actually here for not too long when somebody that was helping out with a project at the church was leaving, and I said to them, I appreciate so much everything you're doing for the kingdom. And that sounds super normal to this seminary grad and a guy that's around a bunch of pastors all the time. And when I said, thanks for everything you're doing for the kingdom, they laughed at me. And they said, that must be a Methodist preacher thing, because the only other person that's ever said that to us was the last associate pastor. Keeping me humble, I guess. I think Jesus speaks about the kingdom of heaven so often because that is the place that can restore all of the pain from this world. And I don't intend on answering the questions that are unanswerable this morning. But my prayer is that from this parable, we'll be able to put together one more puzzle piece of our faith. Maybe we'll take one step closer to the kingdom. The parable teaches us that those who have oil will experience the kingdom of heaven. And having oil is about being prepared for Jesus. And I'm going to say it's about being well-oiled. Now, being well-oiled, as we already noted, is not about how we appear. It has nothing to do with the way we looked. This passage didn't say anything about how the bridesmaids looked. It didn't comment on their dresses. But being well-oiled is about something that happens on the inside. The exterior has no impact. It's the interior that matters here. It's a matter of the heart. It's more than just the surface level. But I think other people can explain that better than me. And we were in Bible study this past Wednesday. We were talking about this idea of how changing your appearance is different than changing your heart. And Mel Marshbrook, he comes to the later service. If you don't know him, amazing man. And he spoke up and he said this, and I just had to write it down right when he said it. He said, "We only come to God on Sundays, and we can't live a life of freedom if we don't go to his word daily. We only go to God on Sundays, and we can't live a life of freedom if we don't go to his word daily." That's wisdom from a brother in Christ in this church. Because coming to worship is great. I'm so glad you're all here this morning. We say that every Sunday. But if it doesn't affect the other 6 days of your week, then we're missing something. If it's just something that happens on the surface, if it's just an appearance thing to show up in worship, then we're missing the point. Are you preparing to experience the kingdom deeper than just the surface level? Is your heart well-oiled? Being well-oiled is not about just your appearance. It's also not about your intelligence. Now, the reason I bring this up is because it might sound that way as we read the story. It puts these bridesmaids into two different categories. We got the wise and we have the foolish. But that doesn't have anything to do with their IQ. They aren't separated, like most of us are, by our GPA. Instead, as far as I can tell, all of these bridesmaids have the same knowledge. They all have the same bits of information. They all knew who the groom was, all right? They all knew where they needed to be waiting to see the groom. They even knew, as we read through the story, exactly where they needed to go to get some more oil. They all had all of the right answers. Now, what we call this in the church is orthodoxy, which is the right belief. Ortho, right, doke, belief, orthodoxy. All of these bridesmaids had it. They knew all of the right answers. They knew what it meant, as we translate this parable, to be a follower of Jesus. But it didn't translate into action for all of them. They didn't put this understanding into practice. What they were missing was what I've heard called orthopraxy, which is right practice. See, this passage is not about just knowing the right things to do, but actually living it out. Orthodoxy is important, but orthopraxy is critical. We need to know the answers, but we have to live it out. Some of you know that not too long ago, I had to buy a new car. Not a new car. It was new to me. It was a used car. So my parents told me that their mechanic a lot of times sold these cars that came through their shop. And so I drove up there and I looked around the lot and I saw all of these cars that looked great. They were more recent. They were younger than what I was really willing to even go to. And I asked the mechanic about it. I said, "Oh, these cars look great. You know, what's the deal with them?" And he said, "Those cars Can't sell them. And he's told me that he doesn't understand why, but people don't maintain their cars. They know what they need to do, but these cars weren't taken care of, and they were driven longer and longer. They weren't maintained, and eventually they were beyond repair. And although they looked great on the outside, because they weren't taken care of, they weren't worth anything. Now, I don't know anything about cars, but I do know a thing or two about the soul. And I know that that needs a little bit of oil, too. And it's not just enough to know how to get that oil. To maintain your soul means that you practice your faith. In this parable, the determining factor as to whether or not somebody experiences the kingdom of heaven is whether or not they live out their faith. So I ask you, is your faith deeper than just knowing the answers? Are you actually living it out? Are you well oiled? We come to our passage this morning with our own concerns. We have our own life situations that we bring into worship. We have our own shortcomings. We have differences in appearance. We have differences in our own intelligence. But Jesus invites us all, despite these differences, to come and fill up our lamp with oil. Not just on the surface, not just with the right answers, but to fill up our hearts and to reach out with your hands. Those who are well oiled will experience the kingdom of heaven. But I think this kingdom of heaven is not just something that is in the great by and by. It's not just something that's yet to come, but it's something that we can experience in the here and now. We can experience the kingdom of heaven in our life. I was talking to a member of this church, Sam McIntyre, not too long ago, and he has been involved with the Thanksgiving food drive for many years. He was telling me a story about years ago when they were doing it. It was delivery day, so they had the boxes, they had the list of names, but they had a few extra boxes as the day was coming to a close. And so he took his list, and he packed the boxes in his truck, and he went, and he was crossing through the names, and he got to the last house, and he had multiple boxes left over of groceries. And he asked the person at that house, "Do you know anybody that might be able to use this, that might benefit, that needs some help?" And the person pointed out a few neighbors, and Sam grabbed the box. He went up to one of the other doors, and he knocked on the door, and he waited. Finally, somebody came to the door, and Sam tried to explain, "I got these groceries, and we just want to give them to you." There was a language barrier, so the person at the door didn't necessarily understand completely what Sam was asking, but they said, "One minute," and they went back inside. He waited. Finally, the person came back holding a can, and he offered it to Sam. He'd misunderstood. They assumed that they were looking to collect cans. They didn't realize that they were the recipient of these groceries. So even though it appeared that they didn't have much, they were still willing to give. And the beauty of this story for me is that two people who looked very different were both willing to give and to help out the other. And maybe that's closer to what this wedding feast that the bridesmaids went to looked like. Maybe it isn't as much like the wedding receptions that we go to nowadays. But I imagine that the people who feast at the heavenly banquet are the same people that serve for the kingdom here. We experience the kingdom of heaven in this life. We also experience it in the yet to come. Last week, we recognized that with All Saints Day. We celebrated those who have outrun us to the throne. We worshiped and we believe in a communion of saints. We believe in a kingdom of heaven that's yet to come and that is here and now. But I think it's through these actions, through serving, through remembering, and through worshiping, that the veil separating the kingdom of heaven and our world becomes very thin. And as we can see through that, as we reach through and grasp a little bit of heaven, then the burdens that we carry around with us can become a little bit lighter. And the brokenness that we bring to scriptures like this can be healed just a little bit. Do you need more oil in your lamp? I do. Come and be filled. Experience the kingdom of heaven. Let us pray. Jesus, fill us. We need more of you. We need your kingdom because it's what restores our souls. We love you. Amen.